Kroger Tender Ray Beef, No Other Beef So Fresh Can Be So Tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Why put it off any longer? Now that there's little chance of getting famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you've been planning to try Kroger Selected Seafoods. Why not buy and try some right away? Once you do, you and your family will instantly agree that your Kroger store has by far the best flavored fish and seafood in town. And they're priced for real thrift, too. So at the very next opportunity, drop around to your neighborhood Kroger store and look over the wonderful selection of seafood. You'll notice that the flesh is firm and clear. All the flavor is protected and preserved through Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Yes, in order to give you the best, the finest in seafoods, they're rushed right to your Kroger store. And then, after delivery, they're protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. So you see, you can buy with full confidence of getting that delicious, fresh-caught flavor. In fact, Kroger guarantees satisfaction. Plan to get some Kroger Selected Seafood soon. But remember, the only place you can buy this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger Selected Seafood, is at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The police have entered the house where Penny Gibbs has been held captive by Bill Carver, the gangster, and Jerry Manson, Penny's most bitter enemy. But the house was empty. And why? Because Penny is being driven out into the country. With the car parked in a wooded area off the highway, Jerry says to Penny,
"You look a little nervous, Penny, darling.
You don't mind, eh, Jerry?"
"Not at all. I love it.
Why have we stopped here? Is this the place?"
"Oh, no. We parked here so that Bill can walk up to the roadside inn and get something to eat. I'm hungry."
"Oh.
Oh, I was terribly rude not to ask if you wanted something, wasn't I? Or isn't your appetite so good right now?" "No, no, I don't imagine it is. I don't guess I would be hungry either, in the same spot as you."
"Jerry. Jerry, you're not really going through with this, are you?"
"Indeed I am."
"Why, Jerry? What can you gain?"
"The greatest pleasure in the world. Watching you suffer."
"You mean you don't think I've suffered enough already?"
"I certainly don't. You've been a great disappointment. You haven't been frightened, you haven't begged, and you haven't pleaded. You haven't shown any signs of the desperation that I thought you would."
"You're wrong, Jerry. I am frightened now. I'm scared to death now."
"Oh, don't die of fright, please. That would spoil everything."
"Jerry, listen to me, please. I didn't do anything to deserve this."
"Oh, no."
"No, I didn't. Look, let me go before you do something you only have to pay for later. Maybe with your own life."
"I'm not worried about my life. I'm worried about yours."
"Isn't there anything I can say to make you change your mind?"
"No." "Well, wait a minute. There might be something. Why don't you try?"
"No. No, I don't think there's any use."
"Oh, don't tell me you're going to stop begging. I was just beginning to enjoy things."
"No, Jerry, I won't beg. I thought for a minute maybe I would. I thought maybe that's all the satisfaction you wanted, but now I see it isn't. Go ahead, Jerry. You won't hear another word out of me."
"We'll see about that. It won't be over as quickly as you think it will be. Maybe we won't do it the way we planned. Maybe Bill will let me do it some other way, some way that will
Jerry,
really..."
"I'm in terrible trouble, I know that. But I'm not in half as much as trouble as you're going to be in. Must be pretty rotten to have been a normal person once and now be completely insane."
"You shut up."
"Go on, Jerry, slap me again. I can't defend myself. But if I could, I would. I could use my hands if I could only get..."
"Oh, don't cry. A few slaps in the face are nothing compared to what you are going to get in a little while."
"Billings Construction Company."
"Let me speak to Johnny Keith, please."
"Speaking."
"Oh,
Johnny. This is Stuart Rogers.
Oh, hello, Stuart. Any news?
No, not a bit.
No tracks leading from the house down by the river, huh?
Not even a footprint. That fellow Carver's clever. He knows his business.
You mean kidnapping's a profession with him?
No, but I found out who he is. He's the fellow who used to lead Freddie's old gang in New York.
Then there is a connection between Freddie and Bill Carver.
Yes. I always thought there was. Now I know.
Well, that doesn't help find Penny, does it?
I don't know. It might. I thought maybe we'd go talk to him.
Well, he's not at the office now. It's after hours.
I expected as much. Well, he's probably at Miss Gibbs' house. You want to meet there?
Well, why ring me in on it? He doesn't like me. I think he'll talk better to you alone.
Oh, he hardly speaks to me at all, Johnny. But I think the two of us together might scare him into saying something.
Well, he certainly knows something.
Maybe.
I know he does, Stuart.
Well, let's not be too sure till we talk to him. Meet me at Miss Gibbs' house, will you?
Sure, I'll see you there in 10 minutes.
Come on, come on, come on, Penny. Wake up. I didn't hit you so hard that you passed out. Now quit faking.
But, Jerry, please. Jerry, stop it. I've had enough.
Have you? Well, I haven't. Oh, that was just a light one. All right, now here's one that should shake you all the way down to your feet.
Don't hit me anymore, Jerry, please.
But I have to do something to make you plead with me.
Haven't I pleaded with you enough?
It will never be enough.
You mean this is going on forever?
No, unfortunately, Bill says we can't. We have to get out of this state before morning and out of this part of the country.
Well, then why don't you hurry and get it over with? If you do it now, you can get away soon.
Oh, you're not really worried about my getting caught, are you?
Oh, Jerry, if you're going to do it now. Please get it over with.
And spoil the fun of seeing you suffer.
Jerry, you're taking all I can stand.
Now, you see, you took another slap in the face and you're still alive. For goodness sakes, you obviously haven't taken all you can stand.
How much longer?
That's up to Bill. As soon as he gets back, he's going to take over.
Is that why you're doing this to me now, Jerry?
More or less.
Oh, you're very fair and wonderful, Jerry. I noticed you didn't do this to me in the cabin when my hands weren't tied.
I'd untie your hands and do the same thing I'm doing to you now, only you'd fight back, and I might have to...
You might... Have to what?
Nothing. Here comes Bill.
Oh, good.
Oh, don't think it'll be all over just because Bill is coming back. We have a long way to go before we get to the place where we're going to leave you.
Oh, Johnny, come in.
What's the matter, Professor? You look worried.
I am.
Why, what's up?
I'm not sure, but Freddie isn't here.
What?
Yeah, Suzanne says he hasn't been here all evening, and I called Pat downtown, and he said Freddie hasn't been seen anywhere.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, don't get any wrong idea, Johnny. It might not be what you think.
Oh, it's what I think, all right. When I told Freddie the police thought Penny was being held in that house by the river, he almost had a fit.
He did?
Yeah. And what he said proved to me he's known all along that Carver and Manson kidnapped her.
No, it wouldn't quite mean that, Johnny. But it might mean he did know where she was and knew it meant trouble for Miss Gibbs if the police came near the place.
Maybe. The least he could have done is told us where she was. You and I might have been able to do something.
Oh, no, Johnny, it isn't as simple as that.
Well, maybe not. But I'm convinced that Freddie knew where Penny was and wouldn't tell. Because he's as much responsible for the kidnapping as Carver and Manson.
Oh, I don't think so. In fact, I'm sure he had nothing to do with it. Miss Gibbs herself told me Freddie warned her several times to get out of Rossville.
Did he say why?
No, he probably couldn't say why. Just as he couldn't tell anyone where Carver and Manson were keeping Miss Gibbs. He knew, I'm sure, it would only mean more trouble for Miss Gibbs.
Say, now, look. Are you defending the brat?
No, Johnny. Just trying to look at the facts in hopes they'll give me some sort of a clue.
Clue. I don't care about clues. All I care about is Penny. Getting her away from Carver, Manson, and Freddie.
Johnny, you think Freddie had something to do with kidnapping her, don't you?
I certainly do. Matter of fact, I'm sure of it. I'm sure he knew she was in that house by the river. The one you and the police surrounded.
Well, if he knew that, it proves just one thing, Johnny.
What's that?
Carver and Manson kidnapped Miss Gibbs, and Freddie was powerless to stop them and couldn't possibly go to the police when they did.
Well, why? Why? What harm would it have done?
The same harm there's evidence it did do.
What?
Johnny, we found traces of a fight in the house down by the river. And blood on the floor. Maybe Freddie didn't go to the police because he knew what would happen to Miss Gibbs if he did. And maybe it happened.
Then I hold Freddie responsible.
I don't. And I've been as suspicious of him and as hard on him as you have. Maybe more. I think Freddie kept quiet only as a choice between two evils.
Two evils? I say there are three. One, Carver. Two, Manson. And three, Freddie Lang.
Why? Why Freddie?
Because he can't be found. And why not? He's wherever Carver and Manson are, maybe miles out of town, laughing at all of us. With Penny maybe dead.
Well, I'll admit that's a possibility, Johnny, but a vague one. I have another idea why Freddie isn't around anywhere.
Sure. Sure, he's run away somewhere, gone back to New York. That's something he should have done months ago.
No, Johnny, not that. I have an idea that... Well, an idea that gives me a lot of hope for Miss Gibbs.
What?
When was the last time you saw Freddie?
In my office, a couple of hours ago. No, it's been about 5 hours now.
Uh-huh. And it was about 3 hours ago that Captain Harlow and the police and I entered that house down at the river.
So?
So Freddie had time after you saw him to get to Bill Carver and warn him we were coming down there.
No, he couldn't have done that, Stuart. The last thing I heard him say was, keep the police away or they'll kill her.
Well, that's a threat they all make in cases like this. I'm glad you didn't believe it. But I've got a hunch about Freddie.
So have I. He's in this thing with Carver and Jerry Manson.
No, Johnny. He's in this thing, but not with Carver or Jerry Manson. He's on Miss Gibbs' side. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think Freddie's wherever Miss Gibbs is, doing the best he can to help her.
All right, what if he is? What can he do to help her? Carver and Manson mean business. Freddie Lang isn't going to be much help to anybody, including himself.
Where is Freddie? He certainly isn't with Penny, Jerry Manson, and Bill Carver. And time is running out on Penny. What can save her now? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. It's going to be a red-letter day when you can walk into your Kroger store and get famous Kroger Tenderay beef again. Still, you're due for a mighty pleasant surprise when you visit your Kroger store right now. Why? Because you'll find there's a plentiful supply of this exclusive Kroger feature. Kroger's Selected Seafood. It's the finest flavored seafood in town and priced for real economy. It's selected especially for its firm flesh and ocean fresh flavor, then rushed delivered to your Kroger store. And just wait till you see the wide variety of Kroger Selected Seafood. There's everything you need for an exciting seafood dinner.